1. Mary.
I'm from a small village on the southeast coast of Scotland. It's a very small place. Not very many people live there. I liked growing up there, but I think it's a better place to visit than it is to actually live, because there isn't very much for young people to do there. The people are quite nice and friendly, but most people have spent their whole lives there, and their families have been there for several generations, so sometimes it can seem a bit insular.
2. Justin.
I'm from Vancouver, which is on the western coast of Canada, in the province of British Columbia. It's a great place to raise a family. It has a good mix of city things and outdoor activities to do. Vancouver has a population of around 632,000, so it's quite a big city, but it's not so big that you feel overwhelmed. I'd say the people there are friendly and quite welcoming.
3. Jerry.
I'm from Oxford in the southeast of England. I was born here and I've lived here my whole life. It's difficult to say what the people are like because it's, in a way, it's a city of two halves. Famous for its university, but also, which obviously has people from all over the world, but also, it's a city in its own right. It has a very large BMW factory where they make minis, so, but it's a nice place. I like it. I've lived here my whole life pretty much, so there we are.
4. Andrea.
So, I'm from Melbourne, which is on the southeast coast of Australia, just in the state of Victoria. This is a really cultural city, very European. You've got everything from beaches to art galleries, lots of shopping and bars and restaurants, so it's a fantastic city to be in. The people are really laid back and quite friendly there. We've got a very big mixture of cultures there, so a very multicultural city. So it's quite diverse and a really interesting place to be.
5. Lily.
I'm from New Jersey, and it's a nice mix between rural and city life because it has a lot of nature and nice kinds of mountain landscapes where you can go hiking or walking, but it also has nice access to the city and lots of nice little shops and restaurants as well.
6. Paul.
Okay, I was born in Johannesburg in the late 50s. I moved to Cape Town when I went to university. And of course, it's a very beautiful old colonial center with lovely buildings and the aspect of Table Bay with the beautiful backdrop of Table Mountain, wonderful vegetation, and a wonderful, friendly community of people. It's very vibrant and exciting. People like bright colors in the strong sunlight. And it's a very creative environment.